Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tough day at work, exhausted from the non-stop hustle and grind, it's time to unwind and enjoy watching movies from your must-watch list. Take a break from the small screen and immerse yourself with the all-new Hisense Smart 4K OLED TV. Hisense is recognized as a global provider of flat panel TVs and household appliances. Its television sets are powered by the HiView engine, an AI-powered technology that enables fast graphic processing. This guarantees the finest image and the clearest motion in all types of content that you watch. Hisense TVs also run on the VIDA U-Smart operating system, which is fast, easy to set up, and has a simplified interface for easier use. It comes with pre-installed apps such as Netflix, YouTube, Prime Video, NBA TV, Facebook Watch, UEFA TV, and others. Convenient, high-tech, reliable. That is Hisense Smart 4K OLED TV. Get your own Hisense Smart 4K OLED TV now and get a free soundbar for every purchase. Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and also in Lazada and Shopee. For more information, follow Hisense on Facebook and at HisensePH on Instagram. You may also visit Hisense.com.ph.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 105 of the 80%. When it comes to investing, we're always looking for the one with the highest returns or the lowest risk, as it should be. But other important factors that only a few consider are ease and convenience. And that's what we're discussing in today's episode. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Where should I invest? Saan ba maganda mag-invest? Lagi yan ang tanong sa akin, and it's also a common question that I see online, lalo na sa mga financial literacy groups on Facebook. Kapag may nagtanong sa akin yan, ang parati kong unang sagot ay depende sa financial goals mo. I believe in the principle of matching, that your investments should match your goals. Hindi kasi tayo nag-i-invest dahil gusto lang natin na lumaki ang pera natin. Eventually, gagamitin natin yung pera. Kaya ang tanong ko parati ay, kailan mo ba balak gamitin yung pera? At para saan mo ba siya gagamitin? Ano ang bibilhin mo? Ano ang gagawin mo? Once you've defined your specific goals, then it's easier to determine where you should invest. Kung gagamitin mo ang pera pambili ng bagong laptop 2 years from now, then I would recommend putting your money in a time deposit or a money market fund. Kung gagamitin mo ang pera pang around the world travel mo when you retire 25 years from now, then I would recommend investing your money in the stock market or in an equity fund. That's how the principle of matching works. Your goal determines your investment. When investing, your first step is to define your financial goals. At karamihan sa atin ay kayang-kaya ito gawin. It's just a matter of asking ourselves, what do we want to buy or do in the future? Ano ba ang mga pangarap natin para sa sarili at sa pamilya natin? After defining your goals, comes the more challenging part, looking for the right investment. At dito papasok ang madalas siguro nating nababasa or naririnig na advice, that the best investment is knowledge. Sabi nga ni Benjamin Franklin, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Importante na pag-aralan mo ang mga iba't ibang klaseng investments dahil mahihirapan kang maghanap or mag-isip kung saan ba maganda mag-invest kung hindi mo alam kung ano bang mga investments ang available para sa'yo. So, kailangang mag-aral. Kung gusto mong mag-aral tungkol sa mga iba't ibang investments, saan ka ba magsisimula? Paano ka magsisimula? Karamihan, ang iniisip nila ay bumili at magbasa ng libro. Friends have time and again asked me for book recommendations on investing. At ilan na sa mga nai-recommend ko sa kanila ay yung Stocks for the Long Run ni Jeremy Siegel, The Intelligent Investor ni Benjamin Graham, at yung The Little Book of Common Sense Investing ni John Bogle. Unfortunately, most of my friends wasn't able to finish reading these books. Yung iba, nahirapan daw intindihin, yung iba tinamad, at yung iba, hindi daw makahanap ng oras para magbasa. When it comes to investing, as the title of this episode suggests, always consider ease and convenience. And this applies to a lot of aspects of investing, which includes learning or investing in knowledge. Kung mag-aaral ka about personal finance and most especially investments, start where it is easy and convenient. Kung hindi ka naman talaga mahilig magbasa ng libro, then don't force yourself to learn by reading. Hindi lang pagbabasa ng libro ang pwede mong gawin. There are a lot of ways you can learn. Start by asking yourself what your learning style is. Gusto mo bang may nagtuturo sa'yo? Or mas okay sa'yo ang self-directed or self-study? Then ask yourself, how do you prefer to receive the information? Okay ba sa'yo ang nagbabasa? Or mas gusto mo na may pinapanood kang video? Or maybe mas okay sa'yo na audio katulad nitong podcast? Lastly, ask yourself if okay ba sa'yo na online? Or gusto mo talaga na face-to-face na classroom setting? It's all about finding the easiest and most convenient way for you to learn. Walang best way, walang maling paraan. For example, mas gusto mo na may nagtuturo and okay naman sa'yo na matuto online. So, find an online course or reach out to someone who provides online coaching. Karamihan dito may bayad pero may mga nakita na rin akong libre. Or if ang gusto mo ay self-study at preferred mo ay video, nako, marami niyan sa YouTube. Mga educational and informative videos about investing. May mga napanood na rin akong documentary sa Netflix about financial topics. Tinatamad ka bang magbasa ng libro? Try mo ang audiobooks, baka mas effective siya sa'yo. Or kung gusto mo talagang magbasa pero ayaw mo ng libro, maraming blogs and magazines na pwede mong basahin. Maski sa mga Facebook groups at Reddit threads, maraming discussions doon na pwede ka lang magbasa para matuto. The key is to make learning easy, convenient, and fun for you. That's how you start investing in knowledge. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Hisense. Have you ever wanted to have that movie theater experience within the comforts of your own home? Well, Hisense is here to give you that. Hisense television sets come with different top-of-the-line features that make your watching experience more immersive. For starters, Hisense TVs are equipped with Dolby Vision, a stunning HDR imaging technology that brings extraordinary color, contrast, and brightness to the screen. It also comes with Dolby Atmos, which makes you hear different sounds and effects from all angles. Lastly, it also has a full array local dimming pro, which enables a way for LED TVs to improve the contrast ratio in dark scenes by dimming backlight zones. Wow, TV has never felt so real. Convenient, high-tech, reliable. That is Hisense Smart 4K OLED TV. Get your own Hisense Smart 4K OLED TV now and get a free soundbar for every purchase. Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and also in Lazada and Shopee. For more information, follow Hisense on Facebook and at HisensePH on Instagram. You may also visit hisense.com.ph. That's it. Now, back to our episode. After you've learned about the different types of investments and you now understand how they work, you should have also learned the different ways to invest. Katulad ng pagluluto ng adobo, maraming iba't ibang recipes, iba't ibang ingredients, iba't ibang paraan. And when it comes to how you should invest, especially if you're a beginner, my advice is the same. Do what is easy and convenient for you. There are many ways to invest. Some are simple and straightforward. Some are more complicated and time-consuming. But as a beginner, the most important thing is being able to start. And among all the investing strategies out there, there are two easy strategies that you can do. The first is to buy and hold. Wala nang ibang masisimple pa dito. Choose an investment and just let your money sleep and grow. May nag-message sa akin na young professional recently. Meron daw siyang 100,000 pesos at gusto niya itong i-invest for his retirement, isang long-term goal. Tinatanong niya ako kung paano ba raw niya ito i-invest. Okay ba raw kung 50% sa stock market and then 50% sa mutual funds? I-invest ba raw niya ito ng one time big time or hahatiin niya into several months, 10,000 pesos a month daw for example? I know that he's just a beginner and I commended him for asking those questions dahil sign yun na nag-aaral siya about investing. Pero ang sabi ko sa kanya, instead na ma-analysis paralysis siya, he can just choose an equity mutual fund and invest all of it one time big time. And that's it. Easy and convenient. Bakit ito ang advice ko? Because I want him to simply start. If you're a beginner, you don't need to make investing unnecessarily complicated. Just choose an investment that matches your goal and then go for it. Later on mo na lang isipin at i-apply yung concepts of diversification, portfolio design, rebalancing, etc. These are investing strategies that you can learn and do much later, when you're no longer a beginner and investing is already your habit. The second easy investment strategy is to invest in funds. Sobrang dami ng investments ngayon and I've seen many experience analysis paralysis because of this. Hinahanap ng karamihan yung investment na mataas ang return pero mababa naman ang risk, which doesn't really exist. The higher the return, the higher the risk. If you want low risk, then you'd have to accept low returns. That's how it is. Always have been and always will be. Kaya importante talaga na alam mo ang financial goals mo because that will automatically determine the level of risk you can afford. If you have short-term goals, then only consider low-risk investments. If you have long-term goals, then that's when you should consider high-risk investments. Now that you have an idea of the level of risk you can afford, the next step is to find investments that meet that criteria. But if you're a beginner, go for what's easy and convenient. Go for investment funds. Katulad nung young professional kanina, gusto niyang mag-invest for his retirement. Iniisip niya mag-invest sa stock market pero nung tinanong ko siya kung may napili na ba siyang companies na bibilhin ay wala pa raw at pag-aaralan pa niya. That's when I recommended to simply invest in an equity fund para hindi niya na kailangan pang maghanap ng companies in the stock market. Moreover, he would automatically be diversified plus he doesn't really need to manage it anymore. He can just invest and leave his money there knowing that there's a fund manager who will take care of it for him. Easy and convenient. At this point, our young professional has already decided to follow my advice to invest his 100,000 pesos in an equity fund all in one go. Pero may tanong pa rin siya. Saan siya mag-i-invest? Marami kasing equity funds sa Pilipinas at tinatanong niya sa akin kung saan ba raw siya mag-o-open ng investment account. And I'm sure alam niyo na ang sagot ko. Open an account where it is easy and convenient for him. Saan ba siya malapit? Yung madali lang niyang mapupuntahan yung opisina if needed. Meron na ba siyang access or account sa isang financial institution na nag-o-offer ng equity fund? Doon na lang siya, sabi ko, para hindi niya na kailangan pang mag-apply ng bagong account. Eventually, he decided to invest with his own bank kung saan meron siyang savings account. Malapit daw ito sa opisina niya at nalaman niya na may equity fund investment product sila. Which is not surprising for me because almost all commercial banks offer UITFs or Unit Investment Trust Funds. And these banks offer a variety of investment funds. May low risk tulad ng money market fund, moderate risk tulad ng balance fund, at high risk tulad ng hinahanap niya na equity fund. Marami pa yan actually, may bond fund, fixed income fund, index funds, and even global funds if you're looking to invest in other economies. Again, the key is to invest where it is easy and convenient. Because as a beginner investor, it's important to be able to simply start. Investing should be a habit. And just like any habit, the key is to start small. In our case, the key is to invest where it is easy and convenient. Find a way to make learning about investments fun and interesting for you. Don't overcomplicate your investing strategies and go for what's simple and straightforward. And lastly, invest where it's near and accessible. Investing is a journey and along the way, as you grow your knowledge and become more consistent and savvier, then you can eventually level up your strategies and explore more types of investments. But for now, you simply need to start. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit and shout out to Hisense for supporting this episode. If you haven't done so, then please click the follow button for the 80% and I hope you can share this episode to your friends. If you're listening on Spotify, then I hope you can give this podcast a 5-star rating para mas madali tayong madiscover ng ibang tao. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.